This is how I start. Let's talk about Holy Childhood. We have Brian Wirth and Lori Otto here today to tell us all about Holy Childhood, celebrating 75 years in our community.
75 years this year. It's pretty amazing.
That's so cool. Give us a quick synopsis of Holy Childhood, Laura.
Founded in 1946, Holy Childhood was formed to accommodate students who were falling through the cracks of the traditional school system. There wasn't any place for them to go to school. So that's how Holy Childhood came to be. Here we are 75 years later, helping children and adults fulfill their dreams to do whatever they want to do in life. We have a school program. We have numerous adult programs and services that we've developed across the years, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful place.
It used to be School of Holy Childhood. When I was first made aware of it a long time ago.
Yep, used to be just a school. They had kindergarten through, you know, middle school aged, and over the past 75 years has just expanded exponentially.
Oh, yeah, you guys have grown so much. With the pies? Can we talk about pies? Is it too early to talk about pies?
We can talk about pies.
I know it's one of your favorite subjects.
It is one of my favorite subjects. It's always a nice surprise when I walk into the lobby and say, when there used to be a person at the front desk, they'd go, "Hey, somebody left you a pie."
Not a bad way to start your day.
No, I had to share it, but you know, that's okay.
Yeah, so Special Touch Bakery started at Holy Childhood as a skill-building training program, and now here we are.
All your clients are the ones that make them, right?
Right, absolutely. Yep. We employ people of all abilities at the 21,000-square-foot bakery on Mount Reed Boulevard, right next door to Food Link.
Yeah, that's right. You guys went big time, right?
Yep. Amazing job opportunities.
It's beautiful. It's a great facility over there.
And you've been expanding your menu, too, right?
Well, yeah, they have. They've introduced a couple different pies. You know, the cannoli pie was introduced 2.5 years ago, and that's one of my favorites. You know, I mean, I like the berry pies and the traditional apple crumb, but the cannoli pie is kind of my special treat pie.
Apple crumb is the one to put you on the map, though, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was the famous one.
Yep, still
a bestseller.
No kidding. Yeah. And that's year round.
And these folks are employed. They're making a living, getting a paycheck, working side by side with non-disabled people.
Mm-hmm. I know. I always see them like Amen's, and you guys have them distributed all over.
A lot of retail and wholesale customers now expanding across the whole United States.
People can call right over there, right?
If they have a special occasion. They can go there and they can pick up pies. They can call in advance if they wanted one baked that day. So it's quite the place. And you know, once we get past this COVID thing, people can actually stop in and, you know, kind of, there's some glass windows so you can look through and you can see the bakers
still
in
waiting
operation.
For my tour.
You could see the whole production floor from the hallway and watch them work and do what they do.
Once COVID's over, we'll get you over there. You just want to do a tour with a pie tasting at the end.
There's got to be a sample at the end somewhere.
coffee and pie.
Sounds good to me. So, Holy Childhood, you service approximately how many people annually, would you say?
We have 120 students and about 100 adults in our program, so about 220 folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities when you add the school program and the adult program together.
So what ages are you servicing?
School program serves children ages 5 to 21, and then the adult program ages 21 right through to retirement.
Wow, right through retirement, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We have a seniors program, actually, for the adults. So, even past retirement. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And I know, obviously, you were talking about at the that Special Touch Bakery. I got COVID brain, sorry. But you also help employment otherwise, too, isn't it?
Yeah, we do other employment services. We actually have partners with industry. It's a lot of fulfillment-type work, and we've got a number of folks working in there. Again, you know, developing skills, earning a paycheck. So we do that right at our agency in Henrietta on Groton Parkway.
Right.
So it's another work program. We also do supported employment, where we support individuals who want to work in the community at other businesses, where our supported employment folks go with them and help them integrate into the workforce and help them with the various skills, and the goal of that is to help them to get to independence.
Right, right. And now, how many people are employed at Holy Childhood?
About 185.
Yeah, employees. Yep. So this is my leading up to my question is, if somebody ever wanted to volunteer for you guys, could you do that now during COVID? Or
we're not doing any volunteering necessarily during COVID, but we are having an event coming up here in April, and we're going to need volunteers to help with that. So for event type volunteerism, yeah, we do need people to help with events from time to time. We do. We're having one at Center Ice in April, which we'll talk about. We have golf tournaments in the summer.
Right.
So we always need volunteers to help with those kind of fundraising opportunities.
Right. We're lucky that you're able to do, we'll talk like Wine at Center Ice and stuff like that, totally different with a twist this year.
Yeah.
But the golf tournament is going to be a golf tournament.
We did a golf tournament last year. Yep. We've done one of those for, 30 something plus years. And we changed it a little bit last year. Instead of doing a shotgun, we did tee times, and everybody who played really liked it. So we're going to do tee times again this year.
Yeah.
Kind of keeps things spread out. And we also, so that's a golf tournament, is it men and women, but we also have a women's only golf tournament.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And that's
I was
a shotgun.
Never invited.
And, boy,
that just went right over.
So women only, and it's a competitive format. They do a 2-girl best ball, but last year we changed that up a little bit too. And we had kind of 2 tournaments, and one for those non-competitive women players that just want to play a scramble. They were allowed to play a scramble. So we actually had 2 sets of prizes. We had the competitive and the fun.
Oh,
so
nice.
it was a good time.
And where do you do that?
We do that at Penfield.
Oh,
we do the other one at Midvale.
Yep, the Midvale one, yeah.
And we're also starting to plan a 75th anniversary gala at Oak Hill for July 30th. We're hoping that by then the COVID is a little less, cumbersome, and we can have 150 people celebrate our 75th anniversary at Oak Hill for a really elegant event.
Nice, nice.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
Other things are seeming to start to open up. Jazz Fest is going to have their kickoff on July 30th. So we figure, all right, if they think that they can do that, we can probably have 150 people at Oak Hill.
Why not? Now, I know, so let's talk about it. The next event is April 22nd.
Yeah.
8th annual Wegmans Wine at Center Ice with a twist.
With a twist.
So
a little different.
Explain
format.
The twist.
Well, you've been to Wine at Center Ice
is a very cool.
Years now, and or 7 years. And usually what we do is we go to Bill Gray's Iceplex. We go down on the ice, and we put down a floor, and we have 40 or 50 vendors, and you can roam around, and
you
can
just
taste
graze.
Beer and wine and food and spirits, and graze around and just have a really good time. But with COVID, we're actually going to do a to-go event, right, Lori?
That's right, yeah. We had to change it up a little bit and adapt to COVID restrictions. So we wanted to keep the Wine at Center Ice feeling and fun times going because we have a lot of fans out there. We had over 600 people attend last year.
Yeah, it's always well attended.
People are looking for the event and they want to do it. So we decided to make it a to-go event.
Okay.
And folks will drive to Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex on April 22nd between 5 and 7 and pick up their insulated tote of to-go appetizers, drinks, maybe some dessert in there, and go home and have their own party.
So that's
it. It's good. So if they go to holychildhood.org/events, there's a link there to purchase tickets. They're $55
I'm looking
each.
At it right now. Yeah.
And what you'll get for your $55 is a insulated tote, like Lori said, full of 9 to 10 appetizers, and we got some really good restaurants that are going to help us out this year. We got Rome Cafe. We've talked to them, and I know 2 things they're going to do. They're going to do prime rib sliders, and they're going to do a bruschetta sampler. And there's a couple other things they're doing. We're working with Bitter Honey, and we're still figuring out a menu there. Wegmans, our
obviously,
title sponsor, is going to do sushi.
Nice.
So that's always. I mean, they do a great job on sushi. I love it. It's
one I always hear great stuff.
One of my
about
lunch go-tos.
off track, but when they first started doing sushi, maybe 20 years ago, probably. I know because I was at another radio station at the time, And I actually went and did a thing where the guy taught me how to roll.
Oh, nice.
The rolls.
Nice.
They were ugly, but
yeah.
They
so
were good.
So you still make it at home or what?
No.
No, he buys it at Wegmans.
Yeah. Guglielmo with sauce and Zweigels are teaming up. They're going to do some sauce and sausage. And,
nice.
And Madeline's Catering is going to do a buffalo turkey meatball.
Oh.
So, you know, you're going to have a really nice selection of appetizers, and then you'll pick if you want wine or beer. So if you pick wine, you get either a bottle of red or a bottle of white.
Okay.
If you pick beer, you're going to get a 4-pack of craft beer. You're going to go home. Oh, you know what else? Iron Smoke.
Yep.
Iron Smoke's
I was just
going to
say there's spirits involved.
We were going to jump in
and
on that.
Tito's. Tito's, too, is going to put a little something in there
for
you.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to go home and you're going to have a party. So you and your buddies or your wife or your whoever, you know, you get a couple tickets, you go home, you have a nice little time.
Everybody's safe and well-fed.
That's right.
And you know, you're gonna, like Lori said, you pull up to Bill Gray's Iceplex, you pop your trunk, we'll put it in the trunk, you drive home.
There you go. Yeah.
It's a wonderful time.
And you can imbibe.
And it's all COVID safe.
You can imbibe and not worry about driving
exactly.
home.
That's
you're
right.
You're already home. So, yeah.
That's right. So when you get your ticket on the website, you can pick your pickup time.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yep, we'll have everybody scheduled and moving along and
pick
give them their
time between 5 and 7. So we did half-hour block, so you're going to pick your half hour. And there's a limited number of tickets. Ticket sales have been going through
already?
The roof. I am so amazed.
Well, you've been doing it for a bunch of years
yeah,
now.
But
so
you
people,
know what?
You know, they know
wait,
about it,
usually
right?
people wait
they
till
do.
The week before for this event. They are flying out the door right now. So limited number of tickets. If you want to get your tickets, go to holychildhood.org/events. Click on the Wine at Center Ice link.
And then, yeah, because you don't want to miss this opportunity.
No, you don't want to miss it. And then that'll just get you ready for next year's event when we're back down
when we're
on
back
the
on
ice.
The ice and we got 600 people or
that's
1,000
right.
people
oh, yeah.
next year.
We do. Right. We have bands down there. We got
yes.
we have Zamboni rides.
Oh, yeah. Fun time.
And shooting the puck and all that stuff. Yeah,
we're also going to have a silent auction this year. It's going to be scaled down, but it's going to be online. So when you buy your ticket, when you come pick up your
tote.
To go,
yep.
you're gonna get a text or email the link, and that's
oh,
gonna
okay.
bring you to the silent auction.
There you go.
And you can bid on some silent auction items, and we'll do you know a curbside pickup for those whoever wins, or we'll even deliver them to your house or your office. You know, we just want to make it easy for people, and again, COVID friendly.
I'm just sad that I can't chuck a puck this year.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Because no, usually
you really want to ride the Zamboni, don't you?
I really
know,
do.
I'm out on the ice during chuck a puck, and there's always somebody that just.
Well, your wife is always throwing them
three or
over.
Four at me. Yeah, so
and maybe a couple
know.
Of your employees. But
she doesn't
you know.
Realize you're supposed to hit the dot, not my head.
She's really chucking them. She definitely does chuck them. All right, we're just down to a couple minutes here. Anything else we need to know about Holy Childhood and all the great work you guys do over there in Henry?
Well, we would just love to have you at our event and support all the great programs and services we provide to people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. It's a great organization, and we would just love the support.
Yeah, and with COVID this year, it's even you know with our we have a lot more expenses than normal. So with those additional
sure.
expenses, support us. Go to holychildhood.org/events. Get your tickets for Wine at Center Ice and have a great evening.
And we were talking about your other events dates.
We have the golf tournament that is June 20th or 22nd.
You
and
said
then,
you had notes, Brian.
Yeah, I don't. I was here to talk about Wine at Center Ice. Of course, Dino, you're going to throw me under the bus.
Well, you know, I had
and
to
then,
talk about golf.
The first week or so of July is the ladies' golf tournament. July 30th is our gala event at Oak Hill.
Okay, and again, all of that is.
All those are fundraisers.
You can get tickets and entry
right now,
into
the only
all
ticketing
the stuff?
That we have up online is the one at Center Ice, but we'll be putting the other ones up in the next couple weeks.
But so, once those tickets are gone.
They're gone.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah.
So then
and they are, like I said, they're flying out the door.
That's so cool. Holychildhood.org.
/events.
/events. Lori Otto. Brian Wirth, thank you for coming in.
Good to see you.
And talking Holy Childhood with us. Say hi to Donna Didi, your boss.
We will.
Thank
for
you.
Me. And we'll see you on the 22nd of April.
Can't wait.